This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The pressure is on for Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, with hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets this week calling for her impeachment and the prosecution of other senior officials in the $1.7 billion Petrobras scandal that is threatening to bring Brazil to a halt. From the city of Rio de Janeiro, Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin America Newsletters, joins us. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi.
So first of all, what does President Rousseff face?
President Dilma Rousseff faces a whole range of problems. The people who were in the streets on Sunday were calling for her impeachment based on two possible reasons. One is that she used money from the Petrobras corruption scandal to fund her re-election campaign last year. And two, that she used illegal accounting maneuvers to make the government's books look good last year. Now, both of these still lack the killer blow. There is no direct link between Dilma Rousseff and the corruption scandal at Petrobras. And as yet, the financial watchdog hasn't ruled on whether the government used illegal accounting maneuvers to balance its books last year. But the street pressure is growing, and that's partly due to the deteriorating economic situation. Unemployment is rising here, inflation is at close to 10%, and the economy is expected to contract by about 2% this year. So people are really feeling the pain, and that's contributing to this protest against her regime.
And in a narrative you perhaps would only find in Brazil, Eduardo Cunha, who's the Speaker of the Congress, has actually come out in favor of the impeachment, but he's just as much involved in the corruption as anyone else in the government.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday, it was reported in the Brazilian press that the public ministry, a body of independent prosecutors, is going to file charges against Eduardo Cunha for his role in soliciting a $5 million bribe from companies working with Petrobras. This complicates his position considerably, as you might imagine. He has been a bugbear for the government. He has been tabling motions in Congress that have undermined the Rousseff government's austerity program. And he has also expressed his support for those who wish to see her impeached. Now, what happens now is anyone's guess. Essentially, the Supreme Court has a few months to decide whether or not to go ahead and press these charges against Mr. Cunha. Now, in the meantime, it's possible that he may accelerate the plans to impeach the president. He may be so angry at the corruption charges leveled against him, which he believes the government is behind, that he may attempt to force the impeachment proceedings soon. However, the very fact that he has been accused of corruption somewhat undermines his position and makes him look increasingly isolated.
But of course, you have to feel real sympathy for the people in the streets of Brazil, because all of a sudden, there's no possibility of a knight in shining armor here. Eduardo Cunha is just as sullied as the president at this point. And it kind of reminds you of the old days where there would just be a simple coup. The transition here is going to be anything but quick.
And that is a source of major concern. Some analysts here are talking about the return to the bad old days of Brazil's chronic political instability. And it's worth pointing out that only once in the last 50 years has one democratically elected president from one party handed power to another democratically elected president from another party. Sadly, impeachment does seem to be a real possibility, which does have serious implications for Brazil's governability. There is serious questions about who would succeed the president or whether there might be fresh elections. One glimmer of light, I suppose, in this otherwise unrelenting gloom of this corruption scandal is the fact this case is being prosecuted with vigour and that some of the most powerful people in Brazil will face the consequences of their actions.
Bruce Douglas is Brazil correspondent for Latin America Newsletters. He spoke with us from Rio de Janeiro. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.